This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I'm not a golf fan at all. I hate the idea of golfing, but I know this sounds strange, but I love to watch people playing golf on television. I've always enjoyed that. In 1999, at the British Open, Max Lucado talks about an incident that happened that I wasn't familiar with because I didn't see it in 99. There was a French golfer by the name of Jean Vandeveld. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. Jean Vandeveld, who was in the lead. It was obvious he was going to win this tournament. All he had to do on the last hole, which was a par four, he just had to score 6 strokes, and he won the tournament. Professional golfer, you tell him all you need is the 4 for the par, plus you've got 2 insurance strokes. That's pretty easy to do, you would think. But his caddy would say later that they were showing off, and Jean Vandeveld did some things to show off in different clubs he used, etc., etc. He ended up putting 1 ball in the water, 1 ball in a sand trap, and instead of getting a 6, he got a 7. He had to settle for a tie for second place. Instead of winning over $1 million, he had to settle for sharing the second prize money. So he took a lot less home with him back to France. Max Lucado, in commenting on this story about Jean Vandeveld, said there's some parallels in life, how we think we've got the answer to everything. You know, most men think they've got life figured out. Not every man does, but most men think, I'm in charge, thank you. Most women think they've got things together and we're in control of this thing we call life. And not only do we know what we should do, we know what you should do. We can tell you how you should live your life. And I'm convinced that one of the most spiritual moments in a man's life, a woman's life, is when they come to the place where I'm not only not sure how you should conduct your life, I'm not sure about my life. I need a shepherd. And not somebody on this earth called a shepherd, but I need the shepherd with a capital T and with a capital S, and that is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the Gospel of John, Jesus is quoted as saying, I am the good shepherd. You might think when people heard that, they might have said, isn't that a lovely thought? What a great concept, and how neat this man Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. Do you know that when people heard that, there were people that literally grit their teeth? They set their teeth on edge. Can you think of the last time you were so angry that you grit your teeth at somebody? Might have been this morning, I don't know. Might have been last week, but where you set your teeth were set on edge, you were so angry. And people were that angry when Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and you say, why? Because they could remember Psalm 23 that says, the Lord is my shepherd. And so when Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, please get this, he was claiming to be God. When Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, he was saying, I am the shepherd of Psalm 23. You look at me, you're looking at God. It was a claim to deity. And that's why people literally grit their teeth when Jesus said those words. Today, I begin a new series from the book of Psalms. This title, Who's Your Shepherd, is not only the title for this message, it's going to be the title for the whole series. Based out of Psalm 23, the most well-known psalm, the most beloved psalm, the psalm that I read at every funeral, the psalm that I'm asked to read more at the hospital when someone's near death, more than any other psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Well, once again, a brand new series that we start today on Cross Hope from the book of Psalms. I hope it'll speak to you in a special way over the next few months. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.